Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you put mine on the floor in case the vibration.
Yeah. Well, it's got a pretty hard vibration.
That it is. I gotta say.
It knocks your cock off. That's for sure.
That's why I put in my. That's why I put in my pants when I'm not using it.
What's this?
Ask Colleen to text me. Oh, oh yeah. Elastic banded to my dick.
9 volts.
All right. So you two.
It's like taken.
You two, make sure you're talking in your mic. You guys.
I'm ready.
All right. I think I'm ready. Big V.
Yeah.
Naked V.
Yeah.
Naked V. I love it.
I know.
We're still trying to figure out where the joke
but
is.
But only
with Korean V coming in a close second.
Oh, Korean V. All right.
Death to North Korea.
Hey, it's not that kind of show.
Not yet.
Give it time.
Welcome back.
Welcome to the Crew Roundtable Podcast, brought to you by CrewRoundtable.com, a roundtable discussion of all the hot news affecting the Greater Toronto Area, featuring Big V, Marco, Gino, and JR. And now your host of the Crew Roundtable, the champ who runs the camp, Sal Champ.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crew Roundtable. I'm your host, Sal Champ, and in this first season two of the Crew Roundtable, first day back, I have with me Naked V. Welcome.
Giggity, giggity goo, giggity, giggity goo.
Wow.
Marco,
I can't top that. Good evening.
Great, Gino, welcome back.
Champ, thank you very much for once again running this camp. I cannot wait to get back on the horse after a wonderful summer break. I'm anxious to get started, and I know our listenership is waiting for us to hear all the hell that we are about to unleash into the world.
All right, run for cover. And last but not least, we have J Raw. Welcome.
Thank you, champ. I'm so glad to be back at the round table today, and looking forward to a really good season two. Creative juices have been flowing all summer.
Great. So I just want to remind everyone before we start that we have our website, www.crewroundtable.com. Catch us there for our posts and all the shows available on the Crew Roundtable Network. Don't forget to subscribe to our Twitter at Crew Roundtable, and you can also suggest shows when you use the hashtag AskTheCrew. Anyway, for this episode, we've got. I'm gonna have to cut that out. Give me a second. For this episode, the topic here is grand romantic gestures. Why do we glorify them instead of just calling it stalking? And for this episode, we're gonna kick it off. We're gonna let J-Raw kick it off.
Thank you, champ. I came up with I suggested this topic for this day. I figured, well, we may not have been fully qualified to be talking about Black Lives Matter. We're not the greatest straight guys. We weren't super qualified for the transgender conversation, but as a crew, as a show made up of men, I think this was one we really needed to tackle. I think I brought up back in the online dating episode, I mentioned that guys have to start policing themselves for guys doing under bad behavior. And this came up recently in the news, I believe back in early September. I'm not gonna mention the guy's name, but someone in Bristol, England, got dumped by his girlfriend. So his response, instead of, you know, moving on, he set up a fucking piano in the front yard of his university, vowing to play the piano until she takes him back. And this guy was rained all sorts of hell on Twitter and social media, meaning for the plain fact that he's basically stalking her. He wasn't following her, But he had put the, he basically put the piano where he knew she would be crossing to get to her classes. And essentially trying to make her the bad guy in the breakup. And like, this guy's got some fucking balls. I think he ended up getting punched in the face.
By her?
No, no, by someone, one of the bystanders who really took offense to this. And, you know, and this has brought up a bunch of articles that I was reading. And it's like, well, of course he did something like this. Movies and media feed this to us every fucking day. Where if you want someone, all you especially if it's a guy who wants a woman, all you have to do is pursue her relentlessly to demonstrate how much you love her. And she will eventually break down and realize this and then fall into your arms. Unfortunately, in the real world, we call this fucking stalking. And it's against the law. Does anyone else have an opinion on this?
So, why do you think this, like, this theme exists in movies then? Like, if it's not based on something that's both sexes admire in real life, then how did it make its way into all these movies?
Well, I mean, in most cases, you know, there's the heteronormativity of media, where the guy has to get with the woman, right? I would imagine there's a little tinge of the writer themselves having to kind of putting themselves in that boat. You know, it's just difficult to romanticize a scenario where, let's say, where it works out right at the beginning, right? I can see that it's hard to make a movie about that, but it doesn't mean you should be making a movie like that.
I mean, you know. I guess there's a difference if, like, that specific case is they were in a relationship, he got dumped, and he decided to go on this kind of offensive, as opposed to not being in a relationship yet and trying to woo a woman doing the same type of thing.
Exactly.
Right? Like strumming a lute under her window in the evening, right?
Precisely. Well, that's like, that isn't that the big isn't like, that the big turning point in Say Anything, where the, or is that the, what the movie is? I can't remember.
Oh, High Fidelity.
High Fidelity, where dude bro shows up in front of her house with the fucking speaker. And that magically supposed to show him how much she loves. Although I'm presuming that she had already said no like 6 times before that point.
I never saw the movie.
I haven't either, but it was in my research. It was like one of the top 5 moments, the stalking moments.
Oh,
like,
right.
He's like, apparently, seeing as he's probably already been rejected several times.
Yeah, I mean, after
shows
I think
up
after,
in front of the house
after is, girl says no a few times. I think you got to get the message.
Well,
right?
It's like we said in the episode in our Crew Roundtable Bites episode 1. You know, when somebody says no, that's the end of the conversation. There's no continuing to pursue someone.
Like, I wonder if it stems from, you know, there's that like a more of a historical context, right, where we 100 years ago women had to play coy and, you know, couldn't kind of give in to men at their first whim, let's say, right? They had to kind of play hard to get because that was kind of, they were expected to play hard to get.
I'll give you that, but still.
Persistent, right? Like, I think these things exist in movies not out of somebody's malice intent, right? I think there probably was a time where men just had to do those types of things.
Had to chase the woman?
Yeah.
Types of what things?
Yeah, strumming the
anything from playing music to beating or killing up another man. It all depends on which era it was.
Are you, like, so is killing another human being, is that stalking?
I don't know. I'm just following a marker.
But we're not living in those times anymore.
No,
my research is like up to 50, it's estimated like 15% of women will experience stalking in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I can only imagine a lot of that.
Men?
What?
What's the percentage of men?
It didn't say about, it didn't say men.
Should we look into that as well? Why are we leaving it so only this one part of the conversation?
Because men present a greater danger to women that women do to men.
Mm-hmm.
Women, men are generally more aggressive and are generally bigger and stronger than women. I'm not saying Men don't get stalked by women. That definitely does happen. I'm not going to disagree with that. But it a lot more women have their stalking stories than guys do, and a lot more women are more afraid of men. You know.
I mean, I guess it's possible men will stalk men.
Yeah. I would imagine that happens in the gay community too, but it's a small. I imagine it's a smaller population, so the numbers are much smaller.
But I wouldn't mind being serenaded underneath my window.
What if you didn't like the person? What if you were actually turned off by the person? That's the whole point. It's like we think it's great, but at the same time, there's lots of women that we don't want to have chasing us because we don't like them. We're not attracted to them. They weird us out. But nobody really takes that into account. Mm-hmm. They are always like, "Oh, I wish I had a hot woman chasing after me." Well, what if you weren't really into this person?
It's not going to be hot.
Exactly. Exactly. What if you weren't into this person? That's kind of thing isn't appropriate. And if you've been dumped, that's even less appropriate. Mm-hmm. I think I don't even know if we could call it a rom com. It's like the movie with the breakup with Jennifer Aniston and.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn. I mean, I can't remember if it was supposed to be poised as a rom-com because it wasn't that funny. And mm-hmm. And in the end they actually don't end up getting back together. But he at least grows from the breakup. If anything, mm-hmm. that's like the most appropriate thing where she dumps him. There was some strife until John Favreau's character is like, dude, when have you ever done anything you didn't want to do mm-hmm. for anybody else? And then he kind of wakes up that he's like, he's been a tremendous asshole. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he like changes his ways and he's like chatting with her and then they end up like walking enough in different directions.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's reality. You don't get the person back. That's why it's called breaking up.
Mm-hmm. So did you actually read this article?
I read some of it. Yeah.
Okay, you know this article is clickbait, right? And you're a giant fish.
I've read other articles, not just this one.
This article. This article is clickbait. Okay, this author does not know what they're talking about.
Explain.
Okay, so every example they give in this article of stalking is not stalking.
Give an example.
Are you saying it doesn't meet the legal definition?
I'm saying it's not stalking by any definition.
Okay.
So the main graphic that accompanies this article online, right under the banner headline, is a shot from a movie called Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
It makes reference to that movie quite a bit in the article. There is no stalking in that movie.
The fact that the guy, isn't there the big scene where he goes to his friend's house in order to woo the woman? He stands out in front of the house and like throws a... That does the poster board scene that doesn't sound like pursuing someone that you shouldn't be pursuing?
Have you seen Love Actually?
No, I have not seen Love Actually.
Okay, so I watch it at least a couple times a year. You have almost everything wrong in your description of that scene.
What happens in that scene?
Okay, so in that scene, the guy, Rick Grimes, right? From The Walking Dead, okay? Takes place between him and the Keira Knightley character. Sienna? What's her name? I can't remember. But anyways, so that lady, the scene with the clip with the cardboard that's falling from his hand and doing whatever, the reason that happens is because that guy has been secretly in love with his best friend's girlfriend since they met.
Yeah, they kind of said that. Yeah.
And the reason why it comes out is because their wedding photographer screwed things up. So she went over and this guy was taping for the whole wedding. She said, "Can I see your footage of the wedding? It would really help me out." And he was like, "No, I don't think you should see it, blah, 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 da, da." And she basically forced him to show the footage. And she noticed, oh, well, there's a nice shot of her coming down the stairs. Oh, nice. And so she gets all smiley and happy. And then another shot of her in the church, really nice, tight shot of her face. Oh, well, okay. I wonder why you didn't tape your best friend, too. Then at the reception, video of her dancing, but only her. And it finally starts to dawn on her.
That's kind of creepy, actually.
It finally starts to dawn on her that there is something, there's feelings between the guy and her.
The guy
being
the best friend, Rick Grimes, is he the videographer?
Rick Grimes is the videographer, yes. His best friend is the one that got married. So basically, his best friend just married this girl, and now it came out that he's been secretly in love with her the whole time. Okay?
So the secret pining, and then... So you don't think cutting his best friend out of his own wedding is not stalking?
Hey. We're not done yet.
Go ahead, because you seem to be you seem to be doing my argument for me. So thank you very much. Okay. Keep going. I'm going to win this argument. I'm based on your explanation of this movie.
So the reason why he's there with the placards at the end is to tell her, "I'm moving on," because he realizes he can't stab his best friend in the back. That's where the placards come from, where he says, "I'll always have feelings for you. They're always going to be from afar." And this is as far as it goes. And at that point in
time... That's creepy, dude. You don't need to say that to somebody. Guess what? I loved you, but I'm not going to. Bye.
Okay.
That's fucking stalking. To make an announcement you don't need to make.
So the stalking was so incredibly bad that this lady had no clue what was going on. So if that's your definition of stalking, number one, you're wrong.
Good stalking is when they don't know what's going on. That's the whole point of stalking.
Yeah, that's the whole point. That's why people go and get arrested on people's houses. That's why they send threatening letters. That's why the law gets involved, because they don't know the stalking's going on. This person is stalking them in secret.
Okay, then you're probably right. I'll give you that. Caught and she doesn't know doesn't mean it's okay.
Excuse me, we're not done with the movie yet.
Okay, keep going, because I'm liking your argument
point. I think you're trying to get at is this guy admired her from afar,
and he didn't do anything about it. Now, the only example of stalking that takes place in this movie is by a female secretary to her boss, which borders on sexual harassment.
Fair enough. Well, it's technically not sexual harassment, because she doesn't have the power and the employment power.
You can justify it however you want.
Stalking. I'm not saying it's not stalking. You
have employment power to sexually harass somebody?
That's the definition of sexual harassment. Part of it is that you do not have the ability to fight back.
Harassment? Because from my understanding is sexual harassment doesn't even have to be in the workplace.
You can't sexually harass your boss. They'll fire you for harassment. It's the other way around. It's usually the other way around, because the person in power has the ability to get away with it.
Harass a coworker who is not my boss at work.
You can, but it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere.
What do you mean? If it goes to HR, it goes everywhere.
Sexual harassment that goes for long periods of time usually involves a superior harassing the subordinate.
You just said usually, which means it's not always. If you're gonna harass someone who can fire you,
you're an idiot. It generally doesn't happen that way, because it's the power imbalance doesn't work.
Mark, is it okay if I sexually harass you right now just to prove my point?
It's not harassment if you ask.
He's just saying it's more severe. Now
that's a good point.
It's more severe and it goes on longer.
Right?
If a colleague
of yours harasses you, you're going to nip it in the bud because it's just a colleague. But he's saying it's more severe. If it's your boss harassing you, you're going to feel like you can't.
Thank you, Mark.
Google the definition of sexual harassment.
Let's let Gino finish.
Yeah. Continue.
So the whole point is, this author of this article doesn't know what he's talking about. He throws a lot of words together, throws in a lot of buzzwords. Every single example he uses in his story, and we'll talk about Piano Man here, okay?
Every example you've called out sounds like stalking to me.
Again,
and getting in people's faces.
But you don't understand what stalking is then, because how is someone getting in their face if they don't even know that it's going on?
He's still doing it. How is the definition of stalking does not mean you get caught.
I'm not talking about getting caught. I'm talking about stalking being you are going and you are physically pursuing somebody. There are many celebrities who are physically pursued. That's why they have gates on their houses.
That's one aspect.
They get people arrested because there's people breaking into their property. There's people sending them threatening letters. There's people sending them communication that they don't want. It's much akin to my relationship with Rogers Communication, where they keep sending me stuff, and I want them to go take a flying fucking
Rogers
leap.
Is feeling they're you stalking. Up. When you're okay. They're stalking. So, the fact that he's following her with the video camera, she paid him to use the film. That's practically stalking right there, because he completely cut out the boyfriend. The whole video was just of her. That wasn't creepy. Are you saying
he was not the wedding photographer?
You just said he was.
No. The wedding photographer screwed up. She went to him to say, "Can I see your footage of the wedding?" He was not the wedding photographer. He's just a guy with a camera. He's known these people for years, has ever happened.
So Grimes was doing his own photography,
yes.
And it was just of her.
Yes.
That doesn't seem really weird.
It's not stalking the way this article is trying to perpetrate it's still pursuing someone else.
It's oh my god. Okay, so it's stalking light. It's still stalking. He's still pursuing. He's still like. Would it be different if he was doing it at night with a mask on and videotaping her? Is that the only time it's different? Is because he's being he's kind of upfront about it that makes it what's not stalking. What doesn't make it stalking? The fact that he was doing it so secretly.
What doesn't make it stalking is, according to this article is about the relentless pursuit of the other. This is about men. This article is about men going out and using their power in society to relentlessly pursue someone and impose their will on someone else. But none of the examples in this article have anything to do with that. They're talking about Big Bang Theory. With all these jokes about from these super smart people saying, "Oh, he finally just wore me down."
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've seen that comment several places. Yes.
Right. Now, I'm not a fan of Big Bang Theory, but are we supposed to believe that any of the dweebish characters on Big Bang Theory are really sexual predators? That they're swinging cocksmen, alpha males? Ready to pounce on someone? Are we supposed to believe that any woman on that show could not put any man on that show in their place with nothing but a glance?
Well, in the Big Bang Theory, it wasn't actually stalking. He was just, they were the next door neighbors. The comment that he wore her down is the only weird citation.
And how did he do that? By not leaving her alone?
Yes, by basically being in her life as the friend, you know, being by her side, and I've seen this in several places.
Is that really that?
Even the piano guy, the piano thing? Guy set up a piano somewhere.
Knowing he was going to be seen.
Yes, he was going to be seen.
He verbally put out this, "Oh, she left me, and now I'm going to try to win her back," as if trying to make her, now she's the bad guy. Because he's the, "Oh, look how romantic he is for doing this and being so public about his love." But all he's doing is he's turning the tables. Now she's the evil bitch, heartless bitch. How could you not take this guy back?
I never said that guy wasn't an idiot for doing it.
This is the narrative he's weaving.
But I don't think that counts as stalking.
He's... basically,
is he going around with a one-man band on his shoulders and following her through the subway and playing Oompa Loompa for her?
He placed
saying, "Take me back, take me back,
take me back."
He placed
himself in a position that he knew she was going to cross through every day. He's putting himself in his path on a whole campus.
This article, every single sentence that I read in this article, quote from the article, "Perhaps we can start calling adult grown-up women girls." There is an entire show on HBO made by adult grown-up women called Girls. Every single thing that this guy says in this article makes no sense. I find no value to it. It's a giant clickbait article. I'm not saying that stalking's not an issue, because like you, I went through, I did some prep for the show, and there is an issue with stalking. It turns out it's about 75% females that experience the stalking, 25% males coming from whomever. So there's some imbalance there that people need to, you know, look at, but it's a much more nuanced issue than what this article makes it out to be. So I have no issue with you bringing up the art, bringing up the issue, or sorry, I have no qualms with you bringing up the issue saying stalking is something that we should talk about, because I think that Tito was saying the exact things that he was supposed to say, where he said why, you know, there's something in our society that makes that makes that myth prevail. There's something in our collective unconscious where the male is supposed to go out, separate himself from everyone else, perform some grand act, and come back. And that goes all the way back to the Homeric myths, where
the something is not these movies. These movies don't enforce anything.
They are maybe poor representations of something that is already there underneath in the background. But this article, as I said, this article, number one, clickbait. The issue you bring up has merit, and I think that. And I think that we were on the right track exploring it by saying, what is it that's underneath that? What is it that's underneath this grand romantic gesture? Because there is such a thing as a grand romantic gesture. It's not a one-to-one mapping that you do a grand romantic gesture and it's stalking. I refuse to
believe it. It's a grand romantic gesture and it's stalking when the person has already pointed out that they are not interested in you. If you do a grand romantic gesture to someone you're actively in a relationship with, that's not stalking. Because they've invited you into their life.
I'm not.
But in most romantic movies, that's not the case. They don't do this to someone they've already established a relationship with. And that, in general, this behavior is encouraged when they want to change somebody's mind.
And you've never done anything extraordinary or out of the ordinary to change someone's mind about anything?
No, never. When someone says they're not interested in me, I turn to find someone else.
That's not what I said.
You're trying to convince us right now that this is stalking.
I'm talking about anything.
What, the candles aren't doing it for you, Mark?
You invite me into your home? Well, you invite me into the champ's home? Ply me with liquor?
That was me.
I'm not saying the romantic comedies invented it. They are amplifying it. And they are telling stories in which this behavior is highly successful. How is a teenager who doesn't know how the fuck the world works, who's probably never been in a relationship, how are they supposed to distinguish the fact that this actually doesn't work? When they're sitting there wanting a relationship, and this movie, while I agree it's being presented as fiction, but you watch 7 or 8 of these things and they all have the same storyline, the same behavior. It's going to imprint that, hey, maybe this is what women actually want. Maybe this is how I'm supposed to get the girl. And nobody is sitting around telling him otherwise. He's not getting a counterpoint from his friend saying, no, you don't do this. She said no. Go find somebody else to say yes. This is not how you do it. Nobody's giving them this counter advice. They're only getting one side of the argument. And so they only get one. So that's all they're picking up on. That's my problem, and that's why I wanted to have this conversation. Is if you're listening to this this podcast and you think that's the way to win somebody over, believe me, it's not. It is not.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right.
I don't think the grand romantic gesture works anyway.
It probably doesn't.
If you have to go through and set that high of a bar with somebody, then you constantly have to do that. Because at the first drop of a hat of any discord, the other person is going to be like, oh, well, I guess I made a mistake. And then you have to redouble your efforts and try even harder to make an even bigger grand romantic gesture.
These movies and TV shows make it seem like persistence is important. And just to give you another example, I watched Doctor Who as a series I watch, and they do a Christmas episode every year. Last year, they had an episode about this kid who accidentally gets superpowers when he was a child. And he essentially becomes a superhero. He has this crush on this one girl. What does he end up doing? He becomes a superhero by night, and he becomes this girl's fucking nanny by day. He is the goddamn nanny because he wants to be near her in any context, even if they can't be romantic. even though he's got this raging hard on for her.
Okay, but is that, and is hoping, is that stalking?
It is stalking because there's ulterior motive there. He's doing it because he wants her in his life at any cost.
Right.
That's stalking.
But I feel it's, there's something different about it. It doesn't have the same bad taste in my mouth that overt stalking does.
It's right? Not because he's not trying to harm her, but it does. It's still wrong. It's still wrong because he's not being upfront with her. He's lying to her.
It skeeves me out.
The whole thing is based on a lie. Because if she knew that he had the hots for her, she would have fired him.
Right now he's
playing the neutered male puppy dog and trying to appear harmless. Yet at the same time, he's there. It's because the whole thing is predicated on a lie.
You know, I guess like a really scaled up parallel would be the guy who stands outside your window, watching you through the window. You don't see him watching you, mm-hmm. but he's watching you and masturbating into your bushes.
Exactly.
I think we can all agree that's revolting.
Well,
right?
That's mm-hmm. that's right? Criminal.
So right, but she doesn't know what's going on.
Is it different if he
finishes jerking off, wipes his hands on his pants, throws some rocks at her window, and then when she opens the window, he plays the piano for her?
Right. Yeah. No.
What the hell kind of example is that? How did you jump to that?
Because I'm trying to find out when this scenario stops being wrong. When everyone, because right. you seem to think that if it's not done with malice, it's not stalking. Like, when does this behavior stop being wrong? And why are we arbitrarily saying this is okay because he really likes her, and this is not right okay because he actually doesn't like her, or he wants her in a bad way. He only wants her sexually, whereas this one is being depicted romantically.
Like, if there's malice involved, then obviously that
clearly it's wrong. But the thing is. The problem is, it may start off innocent, and the rejection may make it maliceful. So if you stop, if we were at least teach our sons and daughters, in Gino's example, the girl is also stalking, but it's being portrayed as a heavy negative.
Which example? I gave many.
The female's example, where she's stalking the boss.
From Love Actually?
Yes. Her the way she is being depicted, there is no argument that is wrong, even though she is coming from a different angle. But this other guy is being more subtle about it, and suddenly we are not interpreting that as stalking, even though he went to his best friend's wedding and filmed nothing but his girlfriend. The fact that he had to, instead of just like disappearing into the shadows and waiting for her to reach out to him and saying, oh, I don't think this is right, I'm not going to do this. For some godforsaken reason, he had to go up in front of her, into her face, and tell her that he's in love with her and he's going to walk away.
Are you equating...
You have to, like, tell her this...
Are you equating a woman who spent months overtly pursuing her boss to the point of getting dressed up in her sexiest outfit to rub up on him in a dark corner at the company Christmas party, to a guy with placards who went to someone's house to say, I'm leaving you alone?
Yes, I'm actually going to compare the two. Yeah.
You are already drunk, sir. You are already drunk.
They're both inappropriate.
I'm not questioning that.
What I'm saying, though, is that the movie is saying that his behavior is okay. I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying the movie is saying that he is being a nice guy, that he's bowing out. He's being presented as being chivalrous because he has decided to bow out in the most obvious way possible.
Is it? Is it really? Because one of the excellent parts of that movie is that they show the good and the bad in a litany of relations. I don't think the guy comes off as squeaky clean as you're making him out to be. I don't think that character walks away by saying, yes, at the end, he's got a smile on his face. The girl, Sienna Miller, her name just cracked into my head, her character, even after the door is closed and he's walking away, she comes out, runs down the street, gives him a big hug, goes back inside her room, right? Even with that ending, the genius of this movie is that it shows, it really goes a long way towards showing different relationships coming from both sides. And I don't think the guy walks away as squeaky clean as you might be making him out.
She gave him a hug. Okay, that's the movie character. Terminology of saying, it's okay, all is forgiven. The movie itself is forgiving him for his behavior because he suddenly decided to, after this insanity, he made a big production out of walking away.
Okay, that's the character, right? That's what the character is doing.
Yes.
Okay, but there are other instances, especially with the female sexually harassing her boss.
I'm not making any.
No. What I'm getting at is the feelings between the boss and the secretary eventually come out, and the wife is made aware of it. Now, there's no technical cheating that went on between the boss and the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
There may have been some emotional cheating that happened because the boss simply acted like a very weak man. He did not nip this in the bud right away. He allowed things to fester. He allowed things to get bigger than they were. And you're left with a very frosty relationship between the husband and wife. We don't see the relationship between the best friend and Rick Grimes. Because I'll tell you right now, that would be a much different discussion.
Oh, I totally agree with you.
The female character may turn around and say exactly what you're saying. May play into the whole, oh, you know, he tried, you know, he kept it to himself, tried really hard. Now he said he's going to go away. What a great guy, blah, blah, blah. He was a good friend. He never tried to do anything. He never tried to break us up. If the husband found out what was going on with those videos, he can't turn around and say, well, your wife gave me a big hug after and I just walked away. So we're cool, right, bro? It's not as black and white as it's made out to be, which is why I was really upset that they use Love Actually, because there's much better examples, and it's a fantastic movie to show some of the things that
they don't have her husband weigh in. The fact that they conveniently don't have him get involved, and she forgives him for this. That every part of what Rick Grimes' character does. I'm just going to call him Rick Grimes. I don't know.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, just call him Rick Grimes.
Just because it's done. Because we're supposed to feel sympathy for him. It's done in a way to make us feel sympathy for him.
If anything, Rick Grimes does a grand romantic gesture for his friend who's getting married. He has them come and sing. He has the horn section play Beatles music at the church, and everyone is just flabbergasted at this. And that was his grand romantic gesture for his best friend.
Doesn't work because he's not romancing his best friend.
He's not romancing the girl either.
Well, apparently he wanted to. He wasn't specifically romancing her, but the fact that he came out...
But he didn't.
And to tell her, oh, I have all these feelings for you, but now I'm walking away. It's not required. You don't have to tell somebody you're breaking up with them if you were never together with them to begin with. That's just needlessly inserting yourself. He did not need to needlessly insert himself into their relationship.
So you're upset that he was taking pictures of her, and then you're also upset that he went to tell her he's not doing it anymore.
After she realized.
So he's screwed either way, in your opinion.
In that method, yeah. That's not the way you do that.
I stand when she by it. Okay.
You step away and you just stop doing it. He doesn't have to, walk up to the front door and grant...
Finish your...
It doesn't have to walk up to the front door and make this big hoopla in front of her, because he's walked up right to her front door.
I mean, it did.
To take it right to her.
I mean, it took a lot of effort to make those placards too. I don't understand why. Oh yeah, why
sure.
Would do
Dollarama.
Anyways,
it's so far away.
Thank you.
Well, in England, Dollarama is pretty far from here.
We're gonna have to close off this discussion, but let's give final thoughts. Quick round around the table. Big V, Naked V.
I don't have any on this comment on the subject at all.
Fair enough.
He has never performed a grand romantic gesture, ever. It is totally foreign to him.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Probably. But that's good.
I proposed to my wife on the couch of our parents' home. It worked out fairly well.
Oh, the couch.
He got his wife because she got pulled into his gravitational field and has not yet been able to escape.
Marco, final thought.
I see what J-Ra is talking about. I guess it's hard to it's hard for me to really understand, because, you know, I guess most of the time it's not based in malice, so it's not as if you're doing it to hurt someone. You know, you have maybe some psychological problem. You think you're in love with this person, you're pining away for them. Is it stalking? I don't know. But, you know, the fact that there's, on the surface of it, no malice involved, I don't know. It's hard for me to point fingers.
Thank you, Margo. I see what you're saying. Thank you, Margo. Gino, final thought?
I want to say that I agree with what JR was saying. It's an issue that should be brought up because it can lead some people down roads that they don't want to go down or that mm-hmm. they shouldn't go down. No one should have to put up with harassment or stalking or bullying or anything like that, especially if we're going to have a productive society going forward. My whole issue is simply just the article, the author. I don't think he fully understands what he's saying, and he's using a lot of words trying to shoehorn them in. It's as if reading this, he got a commission to write an article, give me X number of words by tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and he just started the verbal diarrhea. So I don't think he thought long and hard about what he was writing. And with all of that being said, again, JR brought an excellent point to the table. I'm glad we were able to generate some good discussion on it.
Yes. And final thought, JR.
Thank you, Gino. I mean, I'll concede this article. I'm not married to this article, but
Stalking this article.
I'm not stalking this article. The article wants to go its own direction. I'm just letting it go. But I read several articles on this. There was a study released in February of this year that demonstrate that young people have what they feel is romantic has largely been shaped from television.
And you wait till the outro to bring up this article.
It just kind of clicked the mind. Part two. It does skew the mind, and this kind of behavior we have to. While we don't expect Hollywood to change what they're doing, what we need to start doing is talking to our young people, our children. You know, if you have a daughter, tell them that this is not considered romantic. If you have a son, you know, tell them this is not acceptable behavior. You know, because usually it's when men do this in the movies that it's okay, and when women do it in the movies, they're crazy women. I'll point out as a quick example, Wayne's World. In the first Wayne's World, his ex-girlfriend was treated as a lunatic. You know, Tracy was stalking him. It was pretty blatant. In the second movie, when his girlfriend Cassandra leaves him for, what's his face?
Rob Lowe.
What?
Rob Lowe?
No, not Rob Lowe.
I forget.
Guy who's much hotter than him.
Continue. No, she gets dumped for what's his face, Christopher Walken.
Oh, the producer.
He's the producer. Yeah. She leaves Wayne for her producer for whatever reason. Does the grand romantic gesture to win her back at her wedding, and he was depicted as normal and romantic and appropriate. You see how it is. There's two juxtapositions mm-hmm. here, mm-hmm. where when women do it, it's wrong, and when guys do it, it's okay. In the same movie series.
Considering that she acted like a whore and went after the bunny by marrying her boss, I say she gets what she deserves.
She took him back.
Exactly. Exactly. She took back a stalker. Hallelujah to both of you.
So
it's all about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
We need to talk to. This is a conversation
called love.
Thank you, Big V. You need to talk to your kids that this is not appropriate behavior, you know, and to teach that you need to give a counter message to what Hollywood seems to be pumping into our kids' heads. Mm-hmm.
Interesting point. Thank you, J-Raw. This is a great topic. Great points that got me thinking from all around the table, even Naked V here. And cheers, buddy. But I want to thank everyone here around the table for participating in today's discussion. And I want to thank everyone here listening. And just a final reminder, our website, crewroundtable.com. Make sure you log on and check out all our shows like JR Talks and Hot Takes with Gino and the newly released Crew Roundtable Bites with JR and Gino. And don't forget to visit our Twitter, at Crew Roundtable, and suggest the show and use the hashtag AskTheCrew.
And don't forget to tell the please rate and review us on iTunes.
Well, yes, and if
that is really important.
And if you use iTunes to download our shows, yeah, give us rate our show so we can appear in the ratings and get some free publicity.
Yeah, I have several friends that promised to put ratings in, and they still haven't done it. You know who I'm talking about.
You better go get those cards and go in front of their house then.
Exactly.
It'll work.
With the boombox.
If Hollywood tells us anything, we'll be drowning in ratings.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone, and see you next time.
Giggity.